Duane Mack's new book, Black Spokane, The Civil Rights Struggle in the Inland Northwest, actually began as his PhD dissertation when he was attending WSU 12 years ago. He is now the Carter G. Woodson Chair in African American History at Berea College in Kentucky. It took years to put the comprehensive work together. Among the highlights, the story of a Spokane barber who refused to cut the hair of a Liberian college student back in 1963.
White barbers throughout the state, throughout Washington State, refused to cut the hair of black customers, even in Seattle. But for some reason, this case was high profile, and it even made the news wire and went back to Jangaba Johnson's home of Liberia.
The Liberian won a mediation hearing on the issue, and he was supported by the staff and students at Gonzaga University. The book also discusses the work of others who made a difference, like activists James and Lydia Sims. One major step forward in race relations came when Spokane elected a black mayor, James Chase, in 1981.
But for the most part, it was a symbolic victory. He served as a role model for the black community, Chase did, and he was admired by the masses, both white and black.
Chase served at a time when virtually no blacks served as firefighters or police, and very few served in city government. Overall, Mack says while Spokane is not known for civil rights battles, it did play a role in the movement.
You had an engaged group of citizens in a city not recognized by historians for being a hotbed for civil rights activities. The activists in Spokane had their finger on the pulse of the crusade for racial equality, both inside and outside of the city.
Duane Mack will be doing a presentation from his book on Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the Barbieri Courtroom at the Gonzaga University Law School. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.